trip.
Me and Martin just made our flight.
Martin, nice job. You should write that article.
Oh, thanks.
Did you? Obviously, we talked to you right after the win yesterday. I was wondering if you heard from anybody later on, or anybody that really meant a lot to you, just that kind of drove home the win number one.
Yeah, you know, I'll share with you Bruce Bochy, Jim Leland, Trevor Hoffman, obviously guys in the game that I was either played for as a player or as a teammate with, just to name a few. And college coach George Horton reached out. So it was definitely a special moment. But again, I'll always give those guys the credit because it only happens when you got a group of guys that go out and play hard and tribute to them.
There's a roster move today. You got a new arm. I don't know how much you know about Gabe Blavacic, but I've been told him to think just about what he brings.
Yeah, you know, haven't had a lot of time to dive in on Gabe, but it is another arm. You know, I think he's going to AAA. I know a little bit about his progress from last year. I think he started in A-ball in the national organization and finding himself all the way up. So when I get time after today to spend a little time on it, I'll have it.
In this first series, numbers of runners in scoring position were actually pretty good. I'm just wondering if you saw anything about those at-bats that kind of stood out from the guys that led to that success. I mean, I'm sure you're pleased to see it, but
yeah, anytime you offensively are, you know, performing with runners in scoring position, generally it's going to lead to a lot of success. And I think the focus, concentration from these guys' standpoints, the grind and those at bats is reflective of the success, right? Sometimes with we as hitters, and I can speak it personally, you know, you get up there and with no one on base, and there's this loose concentration about, you know, maybe doing more damage. And I think our guys, with guys in front on base this last series, were focused on just getting a good pitch and getting the job done, which is good. It's really good. Situational hitting is big in any point in the game. So.
With the move, do you know what went into the decision to have Barrera be the guy that was DFA, obviously?
No, I haven't talked to David about the roster in terms of, you know, Barrera being the guy that was designated, so I'm sure we'll have that discussion.
Mark, what are you seeing from Elvis, the way he's moving around? He had such a strong finish last year after a slow start. What does that mean to have him? It seems like he's pretty lively out there.
He's always lively. He loves playing the game. Again, we talked briefly in spring training about his road to recovery. I was a part of that process, sending him home when his ankle snapped at third base, and you think that there's probably minimal chance for him to come back and be on the opening day roster. And not only has he accomplished that, being ready game one, but he was ready game one spring training. Now, the delay, maybe the timeline helped him with the lockout, but it's great to see him moving. It's great to see him still having fun and playing the game.
New guy tomorrow, an all-star who's going to be making his major league debut. What do you tell him, or do you talk to him, or what do you look for in a guy when he's kind of getting ready to do that?
Well, there'll be a level of excitement. You know, you kind of just can continue to remind him to breathe, to stay in the process, stay in the moment. You know, it's not Philly where there's 45,000, but it's still going to be exciting for him, exciting for us to go watch him take the mound and throw his first pitch as a major league starter.
He had mentioned in spring that you guys wanted him to use his fastball a little bit more than maybe he was doing with the Mets. What was it why did you want him to maybe emphasize that?
On the major league level, you know, as a starting pitcher, fastball is a pretty important pitch to be able to command. You know, you need to be able to throw your fastball in the zone when you want to. And I think for him, you know, part of that growth process is being able to command that fastball and in any count, you know, being able to locate it. And he, you know, worked hard on that this spring training. No more tips.
Okay.
Right?
Did Kaprielian throw his three ups yesterday?
He did. Went well. Yeah. He was really happy. He's excited. You know, Cap's in line, right on track. But again, I'll you know, kind of revert back to the mentality of it's one day at a time. And yesterday was a good day for Cap.
So just to check with you guys, schedule whether the next one will be another session or might be a game.
You know, based on his recovery today, which I'm not, you know, haven't heard how he's feeling. But after yesterday, he's feeling good, so he'd be in line most likely to, if things go well day to day, pitch again on the 15th, I believe. You want that timeline, don't you?
I was just wondering if it was a game or if it was like a side session.
Not sure yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to talk about this a lot moving forward, but just coming out of spring training and using the PitchCom the first weekend, what were your impressions of how it worked?
I think it worked great. I think you saw hitters calling time, and that is a good sign if the pitchers are ready before the hitters, because that hasn't happened since Greg Maddux probably, or one of the you know, back in the day when pitchers used to catch it on the mound, on the rubber, be ready to throw and go. Our guys were having to wait on hitters this weekend, and that's a good sign for the game. I like it. I think it eliminates, you know, a portion of the game that, you know, has existed in terms of, you know, maybe stealing signs. Doesn't mean that still can't happen the old school way where you're getting it from a pitcher or a pitcher's glove or some other sign, but I'm a big fan of it right now.
I know it'll be a personal choice. Do you hope that the majority, if not all of your pitching staff, will adapt to that and use it?
Yeah, I do. You know, we're still working on the mechanics of it in terms of you know, having the ability to use our language and then also use the Spanish language. Because, you know, we have two relievers that, you know, have a tough time with the English language, which is, you know, common. And it'd be nice to be able to, and I don't know the functionality of it yet, and I'll dive into it with Adam, but we're going to work on the mechanics of it.
With Dalton yesterday, the move to take him out, I know you said that it was to get the lefty matchup with Schwarber and Harper. Do you, was any part of it potential for facing a lineup a third time, or where do you stand with starters and going?
I mean, once a starter gets you, you know, the fifth inning and then kept you in the game and give me a chance to win, and in my mind, you look at the matchups and you try to align the best matchups for guys coming into the game, for our team's success. You know, in terms of the individual success, Dalton did a great job. He got a W yesterday, well earned and well deserved.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
All right.